Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gray Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Hodgson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dietrich for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Carnett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tucker, who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Dietrich covering. Safe. Stevens scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. There goes Moore. The throw from Tresh to second, and Moore is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to third. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trotsky scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-0 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. the Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Carnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Carnett reaches third base with a triple. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman juggles the ball. That's an error on Christman. Clark moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clark scores. Tresh moves to third. Webb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Carnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Webb scores. Dietrich moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Dietrich moves to third. Carnett moves to second. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Dietrich scores. Carnett moves to third. Schalk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carnett scores. Schalk moves to third. Tucker moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Tucker scores. Trosky moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-1, White Sox. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zoldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. Hodgson moves to second. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Sam Zoldak. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Mike Krivic. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Chartak now playing first base. Tex Shirley now pitching. Al Zarrilla now playing center field. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Red Hayworth. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.